Hello, friends. This is Out of This World Radio with your host, Ted Marr, broadcasting from the studios of KKNW on 1150 AM here in Bellevue, Washington, just outside Seattle in the United States. Actually, today, I'm broadcasting from beautiful Mount Shasta. Mount Shasta is considered the root chakra of the Earth, and it contains many entrances and portals to Telos, Shambhala, and the Hollow Earth. The purpose of Out of This World Radio is to raise consciousness and make this world a much better and happier place, and I know that with everyone's help, we can and will make this planet a much better place. I want to thank everyone so much for making Out of This World Radio one of the most popular talk shows in Seattle area and the fastest growing metaphysical and spiritual radio program in the world with over 100,000 listeners in over 60 countries. I have planned to bring on Jerry Bedlington, a wonderful guy who specializes in bringing in angels for the first 10 to 15 minutes of the show, but we just tried to call him and couldn't reach him. I hope we can reach him, and if not, I'll go on to the second part of my interview. Last Sunday, I spent the day in Daly Plaza in Dallas, Texas, and I psychically contacted President John F. Kennedy, and I interviewed him, and I will be playing that live interview on the air here in a few minutes. President Kennedy will be telling how he was killed, who killed him, what would have happened if he had lived, and also he'll be giving messages on how we can make this planet a much better and happier place. This should be really an out-of-this-world interview, so please stay tuned. During the second hour from 3 p.m. to 4 p.m., to celebrate this live broadcast from Mount Shasta, I'll be interviewing several wonderful people who've either been to the Hollow Earth or have been in contact with the people of the Hollow Earth or the Galactic Alliance. I'll be interviewing Zora, a high priest of the Hollow Earth, and his son, Billy Woodard, the former base commander of Area 51. Also joining me on the show will be Greg Baroni, a wonderful psychic who channels Adama and other entities from the Hollow Earth. I'm also very privileged to have a psychic here with me today from San Diego, California, April Audrey, who also channels the Lemurians. And finally, I have a wonderful gentleman named Dan Bogato from Italy. I want to make sure I pronounce that right. He's with me here in Mount Shasta. And he's also been contacted by the Lemurians and also been in contact with Franco, the founder of Domenhor, Northern Italy. So this show should be really interesting, and we'll have lots of good messages. I want to thank everyone so much for their support for Out of This World Radio, because it's a nonprofit program supported entirely by donations. And for those who'd like to donate, please go to the donate button at the upper right-hand corner of the program webpage at www.outofthisworld1150.com and just click on it. I really appreciate your help and support, because I know together we can create a much better and happier world. I also have a spiritual mentoring program where I can teach people how to contact their angels and spirit guides. If you'd like to get in touch with your loved ones who passed on or contact your guides and get some good spiritual advice, please email me at outofthisworld1150@gmail.com. You can also call me in the United States on my cell anytime at 509-750-9793 or toll-free in the United States and Canada at 1-888-879-8339. But before we start our program, I'd like to thank everyone listening today for sending lots of love and of light in the past to Michiko Hayashi's mother, Masako, who suffered a stroke recently. The good news is that your prayers and love and light are really helping her. She's coming, and she'll be coming home soon. And I know that wouldn't have happened without your beautiful love and light. Also, I want to thank you so much for sending lots of love and light to my good friend Orion, who was diagnosed with stage 4 throat cancer a few months ago. And as a result of our prayers and sending lots of love and light to Orion, his tumor on his throat has now decreased by 80%, and the doctors say it looks like it's going away completely. This is a miracle, and it could not have been done without your love and light, so I want to thank you so much. I also want to thank you so much for sending love and light to my friend Marco's mother, Luisa, in Helsinki, and also to my friend Wally in the Olympia area, as well as Dr. William Mount, who's now feeling much better. My book on Messages from the Masters, Cosmic Messages from Professor Albert Einstein, President John F. Kennedy, Senator Robert F. Kennedy, Nostradamus, Mahatma Gandhi, and Masaru Emoto, as well as the Galactic Alliance, is done. And it's in the middle of getting final preparation before it's published. So it should be coming out very soon. I'll let you know when it is. I want to thank everyone so much for their support for my recent Galactic Wisdom Conference that was held in Olympia, Washington, here in the United States. I'll be having a fourth annual Galactic Wisdom Conference next year on March 9, 10, and 11, 2018, at 9101 Stillicum Road, Southeast in Olympia, Washington, about an hour south of Seattle Airport. I hope you can all come, and for more information, please see our website at www.galacticwisdomconference.com. I'd also like to mention, from August 18th to the 21st, 2017, in the beautiful Dominican Republic, I'll be attending a wonderful conference called the Peace and Light Conference with some of the world's best psychic, spiritualists, and UFO people. I hope you'll be able to come. The website for the conference is www.paxluxmundi.com. And Eric, have we been able to find Jerry Bedlington yet? Well, I know we've had not yet. Okay, unfortunately, Jerry's a wonderful fellow, and I'm so sorry that he's not being able to reach him now. But with that, I'd like to move on to the second part of my show. And with this, about a week ago, or last Sunday, I was at Daley Plaza. That, of course, is the site where President Kennedy was assassinated on November 22nd, 1963. And while I was there, I brought with me two very special crystals. The crystals were blessed by the priests of Lemuria and Telos in the Hollow Earth last October when I had a visit here to Mount Shasta. And the priests came out and infused these crystals with lots of love and light energy. So what I did is I took both crystals and I put them in the grassy knoll where where President Kennedy was shot by two snipers, and also in a drainage pipe right in that same area where another sniper shot President Kennedy. They asked me to do that to bring some love and light and healing to that difficult place. And with that, I spent a good part of the day talking to President Kennedy and interviewing him. And with that, I'd like to play an interview that I had with him. I'll be playing it from here. And I think you'll find it very, very, very interesting. It's about 8 minutes long, and there's a second segment that's 4 minutes long. It'll be followed. I'll play the first segment here for 8 minutes. Please hold on. I'll play it now. Hello, friends. I'm in the Daley Plaza area. I just walked here up with the area where President Kennedy was assassinated on November 22nd. It's late in the morning here on a day much like today in terms of weather. I'm meditating now, and President Kennedy is enjoying the crowds. A lot of people out here in supporting him, going back to that time now, November 22nd. It's late morning around 10:30, 11 o'clock in the morning. I'm walking up now to the grassy knoll area where he was shot. I'm walking up to the section now where he was shot. I'm walking along just to the left of Elm Street. I'm about 50 yards, 100 yards from the grassy knoll. Going back to the time now, November 22nd, when he's driving along in his motorcade. It's a beautiful morning. People are out. They're all very, very happy to see him. I'm looking at the exact spot where Jack Kennedy was shot, and on Elm Street. And Jack told me to look behind me at the book depository building where Lee Harvey Oswald allegedly shot him three times. He shot him allegedly within a minute or two, which is impossible with the weapon that he had. Jack said the actual shot, one of the shots came from the Daltex building just behind it. And E. Howard Hunt was one of the people there shooting him from behind that building. I'm looking at that building now, and he said that there was another two shots fired by two mafia snipers in the grassy knoll. The grassy knoll is about
maybe 40, 50 yards to the east of where President Kennedy was shot. They have a memorial there now, but Jack said it was a very easy shot for them, especially since the driver of his car intentionally slowed down. He came to after the first shots were fired, the car came almost a near stop, and the driver was instructed by the Secret Service to come to a total stop so that the Mafia snipers would have a much better train on him. I also see where the drain pipe was right along the road, up about 30 yards to the left, where there was another sniper there. Jack said it was an Army sniper who also shot him. I'm walking up to the spot where Jack Kennedy was killed, and I'm seeing it happen now. Jack says there's actually a total of 8 shots which were fired. The first one was fired from the top floor of the book depository building. It was not fired, he says, not fired by Oswald. That was a signal to the other shooters to get ready. And within 2 or 3 seconds after the first shot was fired, a second shot came from the Daltex building. E. Howard Hunt was there. Then 2 more shots were fired from the grassy knoll, which is only, I'm standing at the spot where he was killed. The grassy knoll is maybe 30, 40 yards to the right of where he was shot. And then finally, 40, 50 yards up the road, the drain pipe is still there where an Army sniper, Jack says, shot him. It's, Jack said to look over there, so I'm looking at it now. Well, he said after this was done, that LBJ knew about it, helped plan it, and LBJ, Lyndon Baines Johnson, did not want to wait to become president for another 4 years and run for election. He also wanted, LBJ also wanted the war and wanted Jack Kennedy killed. Jack also is telling me now that LBJ was under investigation. He was going to be indicted in the next 2 weeks after in November of 63 for murder in Texas. And but also President LBJ knew that as soon as he became president, then he could not be tried for any crimes under the Constitution. I have 2 very special crystals that I brought to Mount Shasta last year, and the crystals were infused with, I brought both crystals to Ascension Rock, which is a main portal to the civilization, Hollow Earth civilization of Lemuria, underneath Mount Shasta. And the priests there infused both of these beautiful clear crystals with lots and lots of love and light. So I'm going to be burying one of those crystals now in the grassy knoll here to bring love and light and healing to this horrible American tragedy that happened so many years ago and changed governments. I'm going to go bury this now here in the grassy knoll. And Jack's directed me to a place where the shooters were. He's having me stand right at the exact location where the shooters were located on this knoll. He's asking me to look down to see where he was shot, and it's only, wow, 40 yards away, if that. It's very, very close. A very easy shot, Jack said it was for the snipers here, who were both Mafia men, to shoot Jack Kennedy. Especially since the Secret Service driver, he said his name was Will Greer, G-R-E-E-R. And Mr. Greer was instructed by J. Edgar Hoover, he says, and LBJ to stop the car after the first shot so the 2 Mafia snipers on the grassy knoll could get a good bead on Jack and kill him. and I'm looking at them now. I've traveled back in time to November 22nd, late in the morning that day, and I'm seeing the snipers now putting a bead on Jack Kennedy. And thanks to Mr. Greer, he was able to, the car comes to a virtual stop. Both snipers fire right into Jack Kennedy's, killing Jack Kennedy. There was another sniper located at the drain a little further up, about 50 yards up the street on the left. They've also put a bead on him, and thanks to the stopping of the car by Mr. Greer, that sniper as well was able to bead on Jack Kennedy and kill him. I'm looking at that now psychically.
Okay, friends, that was an amazing interview I had with President Kennedy. I'm going to the second part now, and I will play that now.
Jack Kennedy's, I'm in contact with him now. I'm here at the grassy knoll where he was shot on November 22nd. He said that he was completely shocked when the bullets started flying and the shots started ringing out on that day. And he said again that Oswald had absolutely nothing to do with the assassination at all. The entire assassination, he said, was actually planned by President Lyndon Baines Johnson, J. Edgar Hoover, Dulles of the CIA, the Mafia, who wanted to get rid of him. And he even says that some of the private banks of the Federal Reserve were also in on his assassination. He also said that the Secret Service played a huge role in helping to kill him, because that morning he said that normally there would be a military backup to his presidential motorcade through a city like Dallas, but the Secret Service told the military to stand down and not to be present during that during his drive through Dallas. There was no way to have any kind of protection for him when he was going through the city. He said he was completely shocked by the by what happened. Of course, everything that's happened since that time is history. But he said that the world is slated for a much better and happier future. He's telling me now that he tried to institute changes from the top down to America and to the world by stopping the Vietnam War. He would have withdrawn all of our troops by 1965 if he'd allowed to be president. He would have forged a genuine peace with the Russians and had joint space exploration as well. But history would have been completely different, he told me now. But he's so grateful to give you all these messages today. He also said there was an Army sniper located about 40, 50 yards up on, just ahead on the road on the left, who made the kill shot in his head, splattering his brains, unfortunately, to the back of the limousine where he was riding with his wife, Jackie. He also said that LBJ played a, Lyndon Baines Johnson played a big role in the assassination because he was under indictment for murder in Texas. And Johnson knew, Jack said, that as soon as Johnson became president, he could not be prosecuted for those crimes. He was going to be indicted, I think, within the week 10 days. So he had to do, in Johnson's mind, he had to do something and kill President Kennedy. I've just placed a beautiful Lemurian crystal that I got from Mount Shasta last year. The priests of Telos and Lemuria blessed it and infused it with lots of love and light. And I just buried the crystal at the spot where the two shooters were on the grassy knoll, where they killed him, to bring some healing and love and light to this tragic situation. Right now, at the spot where Jack Kennedy was shot and killed, I'm also going to play a 528 Hertz tuning fork. It contains lots of love energy with a very special healing crystal. I'm going to do that now to bring some healing and love and light to this tragic event. I am standing at the exact spot where Jack Kennedy was murdered on November 22nd, 1963. I'm looking around now and seeing the tragedy unfold that morning. But Jack says that our future is very bright, and he wants you to all know that even though he was murdered back then, the planet is ascending into the higher dimensions, and we have some really bright, beautiful times ahead of us and a bright, beautiful future as well.
Thank you so much, friends, for listening to that interview. Received many messages from President Kennedy that day. And Michiko Hayashi was also in Daily Plaza as well, and she received some messages from President Kennedy. And could you please share those? Michiko is with me now. Could you please share those with my audience, Michiko?
Sure. Hi, Ted. Hi, everyone. Thank you so much for having me here. I was with Ted on that day at Daily Plaza, and the first thing what happened to me was as soon as I got there, at the very place where President Kennedy was assassinated, my tears started to roll down my eyes, and I just could not stop with that. And I think it was from all the energies from the people who are at that very place where that they were shocked and went through the sorrow. So that's what happened to me, and I received that energy even now. And as I was meditating under the tree, where very close to where President Kennedy was assassinated, then I received the message from I believe it was from President Kennedy, said that he clearly said that all the negative people or a dark people who assassinated him and that whole group have to be out of this earth, and it will be the time where they will be all gone. But from the bottom line, from the citizen level, we have to raise our consciousness and have to realize this whole earth a peaceful place. And that's not from the government level, but from our level, for us to start working on it. So he said it will be, that the world will be a peaceful place, but we need our contacts and our work together. So that was a message that I received. Okay.
Thank you. Thank you so much, Michiko, for sharing that. One of the things I'd like to share with all my listeners around the world is that the Vietnam War would have never happened had President Kennedy lived. Also, too, we would be living in a true paradise now, where longevity would have been doubled and tripled since the 60s. Jack Kennedy's also told me that this planet was slated for ascension in the 60s, but the changes back then were coming from the top down, from his administration, down to the rest of the people here on the planet. But however, since that time, because the planet is slated for ascension, the changes coming are from people like you and me, he says, who want to make this planet a better place. So I want to thank everyone so much for listening today. And we finally have my good friend Jerry Bedlington on. We called him numerous times at the beginning of the hour and couldn't get through, but finally we were able to get through. And Eric, thank you so much for reaching him. Jerry, are you there?
Yes, I am here, Ted.
Okay, I'm going to put you on speakerphone because we've got a large audience where I am here in Shasta listening as well, and I think they'd like to hear you.
Okay.
Anyway, do you channel President Kennedy, Jerry?
I do bring him in and talk to him. I guess you could call it channeling, but yes, I spoke with him just a little earlier today, and he's enjoying the opportunity to speak and let everybody know what's going on with his life and how he passed from us here.
If you could give some messages from President Kennedy to all my listeners and people here in the room, I would really appreciate it.
Okay, hang on. Let me bring him back in again. Source, can I talk to President Kennedy? Hi, President Kennedy. How are you today? He says, fine. Thanks for inviting me. Well, thanks for coming. Indeed, appreciate it. What would you like to tell the radio audience? I love you all, and I wish I was still there. Okay. And was your death per your Akashic record? He says it was for the Akashic record, that there was enough people plotting against him, that was what he came in to do. Okay. And what would you suggest that we do now in the years ahead? Love one another and support one another and stand up for our rights and be fair and honest in our dealings. Okay, that's good counsel for sure. Okay, anything else? Oh, he would like to give a hug to everybody. So everybody take some deep breaths and relax. Deep breaths and relax. That's how the angels communicate on the oxygen molecule. Okay, give them a big hug. They would appreciate that. He says, I gave everybody a big hug, and he's so excited about that, that he can connect physically with all of us. Okay, great. Okay, I'll turn it back to Ted. Thanks so much for coming and visiting. It's much appreciated.
Thank you, President Kennedy, for coming in through Jerry and for giving me the messages last Sunday in Daily Plaza, too. They were really very healing. And now, Jerry, I you're a wonderful fellow, and you specialize in bringing in angels to help with any situation. And we have some very special people here in the audience, which I'll get to here in a few minutes. But one of the people I have is a fellow named Charlie Cardinal, who's written a special song about Dr. Emoto, actually. And it's, I brought him, he just happens to be here in Mount Shasta with me today. And, actually part of the program, I wanted to devote to today is prayers for Fukushima. And, what I'd like to do there's a special, 528, it's a tuning fork, but it's the frequency of love for the planet. And I'd like to ask my friend Michiko Hayashi to hit that tuning fork a couple of times with the special healing crystal to bring love to the entire planet and to Fukushima as well. And then I'd like to bring in Charlie for some more wonderful songs. Go ahead, Michiko, if you could. She's going to hit this 528 tuning fork. It'll send love in more than 60 countries around the world and Fukushima as well. Thank you, Michiko. That was really sweet. I really appreciate that. With that, I'd like to ask everyone around the world to please say this simple water prayer. It'll really help the pollution at Fukushima. And also, too, please send it around the world, too, to help with the pollution around the world. It's a very simple water prayer. It goes something like this. Water, we are sorry. If you can, please say it after me. Water, please forgive us.
Water, please forgive us.
Water, we thank you.
Water, we thank you.
And water, we love you.
Water, we love you.
Say it twice more, please. Water, we're sorry.
Water, we're sorry.
Water, please forgive us.
Water, please forgive us.
Water, we thank you.
Water, we thank you.
And water, we love you.
Water, we love you.
And one more time, please. Water, we're sorry.
Water, we're sorry.
Water, please forgive us.
Water, please forgive us.
Water, we thank you.
Water, we thank you.
And water, we love you.
Water, we love you.
And I'll be bringing in the Galactic Alliance here in a few minutes, but they have asked me for several years now to bring this issue up on my radio show, not in a negative way, but in a positive way, to bring love and light to Fukushima and also to the world as well to clean it up, because they've been working behind the scenes to clean up Fukushima since it happened in 2011, 6 years ago. And they said that they need our prayers and good thoughts and love and light to help clean up Fukushima, because they feed off of that. They're a benevolent group of advanced civilizations, which are up to 100,000 years ahead of us technologically and up to 50,000 years ahead of us spiritually. But yet they want us to play a part in this to help clean up this mess. And I know that our prayers and good thoughts really help. And with that, I'd like to bring my wonderful friend Charlie Cardinal in, who just happens to have his guitar. He wrote a beautiful song to commemorate Dr. Masaru Emoto, who unfortunately passed in 2014, but his work carries on, and also to send love and light to Fukushima. So, Charlie, welcome to Out of This World Radio. It's so good to have you here today.
Thank you. Pleasure to be here.
Okay. Would you mind playing your song?
Where do you want me? Right here?
Okay, that'd be perfect, yeah. The microphone's here. You have to get it close to this point.
Okay, how close we got to get? Captures energy and reveals what is true. Water crystals of beauty, water crystals deform. Depend on what we say, think, or do. Water binds all of life together. On land, the seas, and air. Holds the energy of all of our actions. He discovered and now chose to share. We are all united by one common thread. How simple but profound, you see. The water within and without us can guide our humanity. See, the water of life is within each living thing, captures energy and reveals what is true. Water crystals of beauty, water crystals deform. Depend on what we say, think, or do. Water crystals of beauty, water crystals deform. Depend on what we say, think, or do.
Oh, Oh, that was so beautiful. That was so beautiful. One of the important things I wanted to tell you all is that we'll be going to a Springs here over the weekend. It's a Springs here located in Mount Shasta. And my good friend Zora from the Hollow Earth, who I'll be bringing on during the next hour, told me that the water in this springs contains anti-cancer agents in the water. And it's originally, the water is from Telos. It's from a river in Telos. And so if you drink the water, it should help prevent cancer or get rid of it. So anyway, we'll be going there here very, 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 very soon. And there was something else, too, that didn't Dr. Emoto say that water is God or God is water?
He said water is God because water is life. Without water, nothing can exist. Also, water is the one that is carrying all our emotions and thoughts and intentions. So without water, we would not be existing here. Nothing can be exist. So, and with water, we can purify everything. So Dr. Emoto said water is God.
Great. And I just got a message from President Kennedy, of course, that he'd also like to have Benjamin Franklin come in to the discussion as well. He's a great man who helped start the United States and still is a good, great spirit on the other side. I am very fortunate to have Great Baroni studio here at Mount Shasta. And Greg's a wonderful man. His website is www.channelin.com. Okay, gregbaroni.com. Thank you for correcting me. I don't want to give out the wrong website. But Greg will also be doing some channeling next hour for the Lemurians, and we've got other wonderful people here too. We'll be doing some channeling as well, so it should be a very interesting program. But if you don't mind, don't mean to put you on the spot or anything. Unless Mr. Franklin's busy, would you mind bringing him in? I'd love to talk to him today.
He moves around a bit, so worry about the headset. Maybe you could just hold it. Yeah, that'd be good. Hello, I'm Benjamin Franklin. Thank you, everyone, for inviting me into your midst to speak at this time. I am never too busy to make all of your acquaintances and to share my thoughts. Do you have specific questions for me, or would you rather hear me ramble on?
Well, sir, I it's not really rambling. I just have a quick question. In 25 words or less, what advice would you give to humanity today to make this planet a better place? Or you can go over 25 if you want.
Thank you. I just may do that. The gift that we gave the United States of America in the form of its Constitution is something that is widely unused. The right to vote is a very valuable thing. It is just as valuable now as it was in my time and in times previous. What we developed in the time of the Enlightenment, in league with many, many brilliant minds from many nations at that time, was the precious right to vote. We indeed revived it from previous times of democracies with the Venetians and with the Greeks. What we wanted to do was to make it a more perfect solution to the problems of government run amok, government run into institutionalized corruption. So this is what we are all seeing throughout the world right now. But my wish is to remind you all that you do have the right to vote. Most people in most countries that this would be heard in have the right to vote, and it is one you should not take lightly. It is easy to complain about the choices you have, but yet the choices you have are a direct result of the consciousness of your country. So, as many others say, the solution is in your minds, in your consciousness, and in your deeds. But I wish to just refresh this information for you all and to encourage you to formulate in your minds the kind of world you want, the kind of society you want, the kind of government you want, and to the more you do that, the more you will find your choices at the ballot box improve, But regardless, you should still vote. It is that act of conducting energy, of transmitting the energy of democracy that keeps it alive.
Wonderful. That's such a wonderful comment, Mr. Franklin. I wanted to ask you, if we make the right choices, what kind of world can we see happening in the next couple of years and in the future?
The limits to the kind of world you can see is the limits of your imagination. As I have said, it is really and truly up to you. What could occur in a practical way is shifts in the balance of power of the United States of America, as you are seeing in other countries in Europe occurring right now, that it is possible to overcome the institutionalized corruption that is becoming most prevalent. So do not give up on the battle. Do not realize that the pendulum swings this way towards corruption, so you must put up with it for a time. This is not true at all. Indeed, your intentions put into action can make a large change.
I'm just curious, Mr. Franklin, what do you think of the fiat currency currently issued by the Treasury Department? There's nothing backing it, no gold, no silver.
It is a form of energy flow. As some of you may know, I indeed did create and print currency in the colony of Pennsylvania because we did not have adequate currency at that time. It is a medium of exchange, and currency is indeed energy in flow. So I am not subscribing to any particular thoughts regarding what is behind the currency at this time. Tend to look at the macrocosm of it and how it benefits people and societies.
I have some friends who don't live on this planet, and they're very benevolent, very advanced, and they don't use money as a form of exchange like we do here. Do you think there's going to be a time in the future when we will be the same here on Earth we'll be able to exist without money?
This is a distinct possibility, as energy is the exchange. And other forms of energy can be brought into be the exchange. I understand the beings of which you speak. I indeed am one.
Wonderful. And I have a lot of people here in the group. Are there anyone here who would like to ask a question of Mr. Franklin? Certainly someone must have a question. What is the next best invention for humanity?
The next best invention I can see are devices that are currently under development that encourage you to transport yourselves with minimum disruption, minimum accidents, and
pollution.
It is not, the pollution is important, but it is the
energy expenditure.
Yes, yes.
Like flying from here to Tokyo, for example.
And indeed, what can be developed is to bring you alternatives to your enslavement of driving. So what is being under development right now with self-driving automobiles is a very important thing. You will notice your lives change as your time is freed, as cars become able to drive for you. Also, it is possible to take transportation to the third dimension from a two-dimensional activity. In other words, above ground or in the air or below ground, to add more bandwidth, as they say in the computers, to your transportation flow.
Now, during the next hour, I'll be talking to several people who have been to Telos and Shambhala and the Hollow Earth. And from what my friends from out of town say, that they use alternative energy sources and teleportation. Have you been to the Hollow Earth, Mr. Franklin?
No, I have not.
You're welcome to stay here next hour, and maybe they could be happy to give you a tour.
I will certainly be here.
Wonderful, wonderful. Is President Kennedy with you there?
Yes, he is. He is stepping forward.
Wonderful. Tell him he's a great man, and he continues to be loved by all Americans, including yourself and everyone around the world.
Yes, we understand that part of our mission was to have a legacy that followed us, to bring what we stood for both into being at the time and to provide a continuity of that. There are many beings who And others of whom this one whom you speak channels, who have this legacy and who allow this legacy to speak for them, all are from well beyond the realms of your Earth planet. We have come with this purpose to make great changes in the Earth. And we do indeed enjoy associating with each other on this side and reinforcing our endeavors through beings such as the one whom I speak and through yourself and others who agree to pass on our messages.
During the weekend, we'll be going up to one of the portals into the Hollow Earth, and we will be honored if you would like to join us, Mr. Franklin.
We'll tag along with Gregory.
Okay, good. That would be wonderful. It would, and President Kennedy as well is certainly welcome to come along.
Yes, the invitation has been extended, and he smiles and nods.
Wonderful. Wonderful. From your perspective there, I've been up to Shasta before, and I've seen evidence of Sasquatch running around, especially when I put on cinnamon rolls with lots of white frosting. Have you seen that yourself?
I would like a cinnamon roll with white frosting myself. We had not such concoctions in that time. The being through whom, of whom you in reality, and it is one that can finally adjust its frequency through a wide range, thereby appearing to different beings at the same time. Indeed, there were rumors of such when I walked the earth as Benjamin Franklin.
Fascinating. Fascinating. Do you mind if I call you Ben, or how would you like to be called?
Ben, yes. Ben or Benjamin.
Okay. Thank you. Thank you, Ben. You can call me Ted, if you like.
Of course.
Yes. Yes. Wonderful. Wonderful. If you were going to give one message to humanity, the planet, and in making this world a better place, what would you say?
Do not underestimate yourselves and the power that you have. But it is how you use this power. Develop yourselves to a place where the power within you is pure and is in alignment with the Creator. And when you are under the auspices of Providence, there is nothing you cannot do. This is indeed what we believed when we created the Revolution and the Constitution of the United States. It was not just done by humans.
Really? Who else did it then?
It was many of us who invoked the Creator, and many one of who will appear, who is here and will appear on your show in the next hour, is the Master Saint Germain. We were indeed in contact in the physical when I was in France during the time of the Revolution. He assisted us greatly in the Revolution and in the signing of the Declaration of Independence and in the formulation of the Constitution of the United States. At that time of the formulation of the Constitution, I was near death. I was a very old man. Saint Germain was very helpful to come and enter physical form at different occasions to assist us in getting over the difficult parts of conflict and to assist in both the signing and enshrinement of the Declaration and in the final negotiations of the Constitution. The Constitution is, in its core, a very old document that comes from divine origins.
Beautiful, beautiful. Last September, when I was at Shasta and also in October, I saw beautiful purple orbs, purple light, sometimes covering myself and my friends. Was that Saint Germain?
Yes, that is the violet flame that is of his devising.
Beautiful, beautiful. I was in Costa Rica 2 weeks ago, and I was interviewing a lady who was very close to the Peace Pilgrim campaign for peace here in the United States and the world. And I saw the same beautiful purple colors around all of us in a picture.
Yes, these would be good questions to address the Master Saint Germain as he stands by.
I see. Okay, well, we'll wait for that next hour. I guess the other question, too, is does Saint Germain like the cinnamon rolls with the white frosting, or is there something else we could bring up for him?
I'm sure that would get his attention.
Okay. Good. 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 Well, I always like to be accommodating.
He points out that he is of European origin, though, so they should be presented well.
All right.
non-GMO grains, that kind of thing. Of course. Okay. Non-GMO corn sweeteners. All right. Only sugar. Only sugar. Okay. Any other requests we can bring up for him?
A bowl of oatmeal.
Okay. He likes his oatmeal. Okay.
Maybe you attempt to make his recipe as it has been distributed on the internet, and he finds that wholesomely entertaining is the word he wishes to pass along.
Wonderful, wonderful. Well, we're my goodness, we've only got a few more minutes left. Are there any more messages from Mr. Franklin that he'd like to share with my audience?
The words of wisdom that I can share at this time would be the same ones that I would have shared when I was alive. And it is the power of love and high regard for all. Regardless if others are someone you agree with or not, if you can even understand their line of reasoning, if they seem to hate you for your political views, you still have the power within you to love them. And by giving them love and regard, genuine love and regard for their humanity, for that which you have in common with them, you can surmount all seeming ideological obstacles. In my time, we had formalities of this, which are drifting away now. There are very few formalities left. So you are in much more difficult ground. But I speak to those of you in this room, to you, my new friend Ted, and to others who listen on the radio, that if you can find that within yourself to truly love and hold others, all others, in high regard, regardless of if they agree with you or not, you will find your civilization proceeding in a fine pace forward.
Well, all of my friends on the other side say that our future is very, very bright, and that we've turned a corner and things are changing now, and the vibrations of the planet are going up dramatically every day, every month, every year. So I'm looking forward to the future.
Yes, I would agree with you. From those I see in this room, the future is indeed bright because you are of that consciousness.
Wonderful. Well, this has been a pretty incredible interview. I hope I didn't interrupt anything bringing you on the show.
I have quite a bit of time on my hands. This is not difficult for me. Plus, I do have the ability to more than bi-locate. I can locate infinitely. There are others who listen to my messages, but it is never a difficulty for me to communicate with those on the planet.
Wonderful. Well, we'd love to have you when we meditate at Mount Shasta this weekend, Ben. And if there's anything we can bring up, like the cinnamon rolls with the white frosting, or anything else you like, oatmeal, please let me know. Let us know, and we'll be happy.
I will give this some consideration. It has been a while since I have enjoyed the culinary pleasures of Earth.
Right, good. Would you like a glass of wine later, or a beer? Maybe
a glass of Madeira wine, if you please.
All right, I'll see what I can find. I'll see what I can find here in Shasta. I'm not sure if I can find it, but I will get it for you.
We'll find it near Spain.
Near Spain. Okay. Well, I'm not going to.
Perhaps there is something in your town.
Okay. All right. Wonderful. Wonderful. Well, with that, my friends, thank you so much, Mr. Franklin, Ben, for coming on the show today. We'll be bringing in all the master spirits in the next hour, Adama, the Hollow Earth, and Zora, as well as Scott Lemriel during the next hour. So please stay tuned, and we'll be back on the air in just a few minutes.